From North State Public Radio, I'm Eric Adams with your headlines for Thursday, December 18th. A major drug bust was made at the Genesis Pallet Shelter in Chico, officials announced this week. NSPR's Ken Duvall has the details.
The Butte Interagency Narcotics Task Force alleges that a person living at the homeless shelter was selling a large amount of fentanyl to other shelter residents, including some struggling with addiction. Agents arrested Michael Terrence Harrigan II after searching his car and pallet shelter on December 10th. According to a press release, agents found meth, heroin, fentanyl, and hundreds of baggies and multiple cell phones and scales. They also seized more than $50,000 from Harrigan's bank account and pallet shelter. He was booked into Butte County Jail on suspicion of possession of fentanyl for sale and possession of methamphetamine for sale. For NSPR News, I'm Ken Duvall.
A once popular bar in Redding was the possible target of arson Tuesday morning. It was the second fire at Bert and Ernie's bar in 8 months. According to the Redding Record Searchlight, the building, valued at $75,000, is a total loss. A Redding Fire Department spokesperson told the paper several people were caught on video leaving the building at the time of the fire. An investigation is ongoing, and anyone with possible information is being asked to contact the department. An Enloe Health employee is in hot water for a viral social media post linked to the late conservative activist Charlie Kirk. NSPR's Andre Bayek has more on the incident.
A healthcare professional with the Chico Hospital reportedly posted a TikTok video showing her aggressively questioning a Target store employee for wearing a red Charlie Kirk shirt while on the job. The video was circulated by conservative media this week. It shows the healthcare employee calling the Target worker stupid and telling the worker that her Kirk shirt means that she supports a racist person. The incident is the latest in a string of social media posts that have drawn scrutiny following Kirk's assassination in September. A Red Bluff councilman was criticized for a post he made about Kirk's gun views. A Redding teacher also received intense backlash for a post celebrating Kirk's death. NSPR reached out to Target but did not receive a response before deadline. In Chico, I'm Andre Bayek.
Enloe says it's conducting an internal investigation. Chico police say they talked to the Target employee, reviewed the incident, and did not find any crimes. The Butte County Board of Supervisors has approved funding to continue the emergency notification system Alert FM. Supervisors okayed a $275,000 contract to keep the radio-based service going until 2031. Butte County Sheriff Corey Honey told supervisors the alerts, like wildfire evacuations, reach residents living in the most rural parts of the county, where cell service can be spotty.
If you're in some of the areas like Butte Meadows or Forbestown or Clipper Mills, we can't guarantee that you're going to have cell service and then therefore receive the alerts and messages that we are putting out. So we use the Alert FM system.
Part of the new contract will be paid for with money from the PG&D Settlement Fund. Butte County received more than $250 million from the utility for its role in the 2018 Camp Fire. The Tehama County Board of Supervisors has appointed Steve Zane as the next District 3 supervisor. Zane is a rancher from Paynes Creek and volunteers with the local fire department. The District 3 position was left vacant when former supervisor Patty Nolan resigned earlier this year as part of a settlement agreement with the county. Nolan was accused of misconduct, including recording meetings without permission, possessing alcohol on county property, and improperly handling confidential documents. According to a press release from the county, Zane will serve for the remainder of the current term, which ends in January 2027. And finally, Trinity County is on a nationwide search for its next county administrative officer. This comes after the current one, Trent Tuthill, announced he would be leaving next April. According to a press release from the county, the recruitment process is currently underway, and applications close at the end of January. And those were your headlines for Thursday, December 18th. Our theme song is Burrow, and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. For more local and state news, visit our website at mynspr.org. For NSPR News, I'm Eric Adams.